This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
Hello and welcome to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. On today's show, we hear from Julie Penny from Big Brothers Big Sisters Wood Buffalo on Poutine Week that begins today. We also hear from Randy Schlender from the Hunt Mania Gun Show taking place this weekend at Centerfire Place. Lastly, Brian Lockhorst from Hughes for Humanity joins us as it's time to get registered for their 5K run and walk taking place on June the 1st. Joining me on the phone here today is Julie Penny, the Big Brothers Big Sisters of Wood Buffalo Executive Director. Julie, how's it going here today?
Hi, I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Doing well. Julie, you gotta explain this to me as a new guy here to Fort McMurray. What is Poutine Week?
Yeah, absolutely. So Poutine Week is happening Thursday, May 9th until Friday, May 17th. Basically, how it works is restaurants over our region sign up to be a competing restaurant, and they've created their own signature Big Brothers Big Sisters poutine, and they sell them throughout the duration of Poutine Week. So the restaurant that sells the most poutines will be crowned the Gravy Bowl champion with us, and every $4 from each poutine gets donated back into Big Brothers Big Sisters to help support our youth mentoring programs and services.
It's a great idea for a fundraiser. How did it get started?
Yeah, so it's one of our newer, smaller fundraisers that was created a few years ago. And it was another way to just bring some fun back into the fundraising and a way for us to kind of bring in some more money throughout the year. But also the idea behind it was for restaurants to be able to attract some new customers and gain some business throughout the region as well. So it was kind of a win-win for both parties involved. So that's how it was kind of created.
What are some of the restaurants taking part this year?
Yeah, so this year we have Milano's Pizza and Grill coming back on with us. You can try their mess poutine at their Thickwood or Gregoire location. Then we have Drop House Eatery and Coffee, which is located here in Thickwood. They have a maple bacon poutine that they're going to be offering. Then we have the Alley YMM and Uptown Alley will be offering a nacho poutine. And then we have Fuels by Earls, and they're doing a rhino fries poutine.
Sounds good. Fairly easy for people to support this. How popular of a fundraiser has this become for Big Brothers Big Sisters?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely become a common thing that people expect to happen throughout the year. So we're happy that we're able to offer it again this year. And, you know, every year we're hoping to just expand and grow and bring on some new restaurants that maybe haven't been involved in Poutine Week. For example, Earl's hasn't been involved before, so we're super excited to have them be a part of the week as well.
Maybe talk about the work Big Brothers Big Sisters does with the funds raised from this event.
Yeah, so we're a youth mentoring agency, and we serve young people in our region, ages 6 to 18, all through our youth mentoring programs. And our purpose is to provide them with a positive role model or a mentor, someone that can provide their time, give them support, and help them grow and ignite their power and potential when they get older. And a lot of people can participate either by being in our one-to-one program, or you can participate by being in our group mentoring programs.
And Julie, wanted to also ask, how beneficial is it for, you know, these kids to have a mentor in their lives?
It's very beneficial. The youth in our programs come from all walks of life and have different challenges that they might face, and we serve a lot of at-risk youth as well. So to be able to give your time to a young person in our community is so valuable. you're having a big impact on their development and their future and what and who they can become. And if we build our young people up, we're really building healthy communities. So that's our future. So it's really important to invest in our young people today.
I remember y'all, we were talking about Bowl for Kids' Sake a little earlier on this year, Julie. How has fundraising gone so far this year for Big Brothers Big Sisters?
It's been going really great for us. As you know, like fundraising is a big part of what we do, but it's been going really well so far. It's been a lot of fun, and we're hoping to continue that throughout the year and continue to be successful for our young people.
And your next fundraiser, the Chew for Charity Golf Tournament, what can you tell us about it?
Yeah, so Boston Pizza is hosting their first Chew for Charity Golf Tournament. And there's a lot of different nonprofits that are involved, and we are one of them. So we're super excited to go out and join that. So if you want to enter a team into their golf tournament, we really encourage you to do that. And you'll see us at one of the holes. So we can chat to you more and have some fun on that day as well.
All right. Well, looking forward to it. And Poutine Week starting up here soon. Julie Penny, the Big Brothers Big Sisters of Wood Buffalo Executive Director. Anything else you'd like to add here today?
Yeah, I would just like to say a big thank you to all of our participating restaurants for our Poutine Week. And if you're thinking about coming out, please come out and try some of the poutines that these restaurants are providing. They're going to be delicious. Our team is going to do a poutine crawl next week to get started, and we can't wait, and we hope that you'll support us.
Awesome, Julie. Thank you so much for the time here today.
Thank you, and have a great week.
Thanks for joining us on Fort McMurray Matters. We'll be back with more after the break.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. Joining me on the phone here today, Randy Schlender, the operations manager of the Hunt Mania Gun Show. Randy, how's it going here today?
It's going really good, Ryan. I'm glad you called.
Hey, glad to have you on the show here today, Randy. What can you tell us about the Hunt Mania Gun Show coming up this weekend?
Well, the Hunt Mania Show is going to be coming into Fort McMurray with a lot of firearms suppliers, as long with numerous different types of outdoor equipment that may be well having a look at. And we're going to be running the show starting Thursday at 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. The late hours are for those guys that are on shifts if they can't get into town. We got the additional time there late in the evening. And it's also going to be on Friday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Why bring a gun show like this to Fort McMurray?
Well, there's a lot of people up in Fort McMurray that are into outdoor activities, and this provides them with an opportunity to have a look at all the new developments that are coming out with regards to hunting supplies and equipment, and just generally a good time. Get out and meet your neighbors and maybe make some new friends.
Are there any special attractions or activities planned for those going to the gun show this weekend?
Well, one of the things we got that might be of interest to a lot of guys is we're going to be having the chief firearms officer for Alberta up at the show, and they will be transferring any of the firearms that the guys might want to purchase, or Terry can answer any of the questions regarding firearms legislations that the guys might have. And equipment to that, in addition to that, we will probably also have a couple of guys up there that do custom leather work, so you can either buy what they have on shelf or have something designed for yourself specifically. And custom knives will be there. You can either purchase or order a custom knife for yourself. There's going to be buying ammunition has lately been very difficult to find. We've got a major ammo dealer coming up from Red Deer, and he's going to have just about every caliber you can think of. For those guys into archery, there's going to be an archery supply vendor there. As well, if you've thought about getting some custom cut meat, Castellano custom cut meats are going to be there, as well as a couple of jerky vendors.
Good stuff. Are there any educational or informational components of the gun show aimed at, you know, maybe promoting responsible gun ownership and safety?
Yes, there's going to be several vendors there that basically the National Rifleman's the National Gun Owners Association is going to be there. Magazines are going to be available for guys to pick up and have a look through, right to firearms. And just generally anybody that's there is going to be well-versed in any questions that you might have. I also want to point out that, hey, this might be the perfect time to get Dad that Mother's Day gift for Sunday.
For sure. I guess, what ways does a gun show foster a sense of community among the firearms enthusiasts and collectors in the area?
Well, you get to get out and meet a lot of people that are involved with this. You get to meet like-minded individuals, learn new ideas and reacquaint with a lot of friends and whatnot you might not have seen in the last couple of years. It really becomes a community event.
For sure. Yes, absolutely. I imagine this is an annual event, or at least, tries to be an annual event. Are there any trends or changes in the types of firearms or accessories being showcased at the gun show compared to previous years?
Well, a couple of things the guys are going to be interested in. We've got, there's going to be a fellow coming up with a couple of new style of hunting blinds, one for big game and another one for waterfowl that are going to be well having a look at. The one for the big game is really interesting because you've got a 270-degree full view from the outside and you can't see to the inside. It's basically a one-way type material. That's going to really be interesting to have a look at. Anybody that might be interested in tactical equipment, Battle Rattle from Edmonton is going to be on hand to help with any of that stuff. If you're having a hard time finding reloading equipment because it's been very difficult lately to get primers, there's going to be some fellows up with reloading equipment that'll be there as well. And it's also, we're going to have an e-bike dealer will be there on hand. You can have a look at the developments that are coming out with the way in, with regards to electrical equipment.
Awesome stuff, Randy. If people want to check this gun show out, how can people get into the door for the gun show this upcoming weekend?
Well, it's going to be happening at the Centerfire Place Arena in Thickwood, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And basically just come on up the door and it'll be $10 for admittance. And we got the kids under 12 are free, I believe. And just show up anytime during the day from the hours there, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. One of the things that'll be in there, if anybody happens to be looking for a jet boat, there will be a fellow there with a jet boat off of an estate that they're going to be looking at doing getting it liquidated. This show is about 50% bigger than it was last year, with the number of vendors and whatnot that will be making the trip up to Fort McMurray.
Randy, sounds like a busy weekend planned. Randy Schlender, the operations manager of the Hunt Mania Gun Show. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I'm hoping to see a lot of old friends that we haven't seen over the years. Both Spatsy and I are former residents of Fort McMurray, and I'm hoping they'll come by and say hi.
Awesome stuff, Randy. Looking forward to the show this weekend. Thank you so much for the time here today.
Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate the opportunity.
We'll be back with more next here on Fort McMurray Matters.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
And we're back on Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. Joining me on the phone here today is Brian Lockhorst, the Hughes for Humanity Committee Chair. Brian, how's it going here today?
Absolutely great. Thank you very much.
Hey, great to have you on the show here, Brian. Tell us about what Hughes for Humanity is all about.
Hughes for Humanity is a colorful, fun family walk/run through the Birchwood Trails, up the top of the Birchwood Trails, so not down in the bottom where it gets kind of hard and grueling, but up on top where it's nice and flat, and people can go from the start-finish at Doug Barnes Cabin, follow about a 5-kilometer figure eight, and through that process of walking or running, they're going to get covered in color as they go through stations where sponsors throw color at them.
What got Hughes for Humanity started?
Hughes for Humanity is a charitable event that supports Real Humanitarian. Real Humanitarian is a Medicine Hat-based charity that supports education support in Africa primarily and helps children there that are at risk to be able to afford to go to school, get some uniforms, shoes, buys the books for them so they can go to school and helps these very at-risk children have a chance to break the cycle of poverty. So that's why we do it.
For someone that's never been or seen a color run before, how does it work?
Well, we all gather at Doug Barnes' cabin, and before the event starts, we've got the DJ going and lots of music happening and getting the vibe up, if you will, and eventually around 10 o'clock, we start sending the participants off in waves. Usually we start with slower folks like families with strollers or small children that are going to walk it, and we send them off. They have a color toss before they go, and off they go down the trail and go through the color stations and eventually get back to the start-finish. Each color station's got a different color, different sponsor, and they have opportunities to interact with the sponsors, doing whatever the sponsors might want them to do with them. And they get back to the start-finish, then we have a big group color toss at the very end, and door prizes and prizes for best costumes and so on. And yeah, it's just lots of fun. Good DJ going the whole night, the whole day, or the whole morning, rather. Cupid, DJ Cupid is there. He's great DJ that we've used before, and we just love having his energy as well.
I can only imagine the logistics of organizing a color run or walk event like this, from planning to execution. What's it like to put this on each year?
Well, it's a lot of work, as you say, but lots of support. We've got a committee of good people that help us out, and we work together to get it all done. We have about five folks on our committee. We meet a few times face-to-face over Zoom or whatever, Google Meet, and have a couple of, lots of chats on the chat group, and we end up pulling this thing off. And we've done it now. This is the ninth year, so we're getting to a bit of a formula. Hopefully, we're always improving, and we always do learnings exercises to make sure we make it a better event the year after. And so this is number nine for us, and we're looking forward to it.
Maybe just tell us a little bit more about the tremendous cause Hughes for Humanity supports.
Okay, so Hughes for Humanity supports Real Humanitarian. It's a charity based in Medicine Hat, and that charity focuses their efforts on Ethiopia and Ghana and some in Guatemala. This event's specifically helping out Ethiopia and Ghana. And what specifically we do with the proceeds of the event is it goes to educational support centers in those countries where the children go to school in the normal school system, come after school to the education center, and there they can get tutoring, they have access to computers, they have access to clubs. I've been there and seen what they've got gymnastics, they've got dance, they've got art, you name it, they've got, if there's an interest, they've got a club for it. They also get a hot meal, and they have access to sanitation facilities, like they can have a shower once a week, and they I've seen the all the toothbrush kits and personal sanitation stuff that each child gets. And these children normally wouldn't have access to anything like that because they are coming from the most at-risk families in those neighborhoods. And so it's just a really great support for them. and very successful. We've seen the stats would suggest that it's, you know, really, really successful. Almost all of their children finish high school, and then they support them a little further on into either education at a university level or in a trade school. And so they end up coming out of the program with skills that actually do allow them to break the cycle of poverty.
This being year 9 for this event, what keeps it coming back to Fort McMurray?
Well, we keep coming back to Fort McMurray because I was in Fort McMurray for 30 years, and so it considered my home. And when I was asked to help set it up, it's just a lot of fun, and we have a big crowd. It's the biggest event on the circuit for Youth for Humanity. There are two other events, and then right now it's the biggest one. And we get a few hundred people out. It makes a really great energy, and it's just fun to do, and the community supports it. It's just great, and don't really want to see it stop, so keep doing it.
Aside from the tremendous cause this supports, why should people participate and register for the Hughes for Humanity Walk and Run?
Well, I think that it's a great chance to do something fun with your friends or your family, dress up, make it a real event for yourself, and get out and enjoy the trails and see what Fort McMurray has to offer. If you're a newcomer to Fort McMurray, you get to discover a little bit about what Birchwood has to offer, the trail system, get to see the beautiful Doug Barnes cabin, get to experience what it feels like to be in a community like Fort McMurray where we can have events like this that are just really well supported and that people really enjoy. We have a lot of fun at this event, and I find that it really brings people together. And the first one we had was after the fire in 2016, and that's, I think, really helped to get the community started back on its feet again. And we've just carried on that tradition and bringing people together. And some folks have come every year since then. And we are always trying to recruit new people, of course, but we love to see the old faces that keep coming back.
How can people get signed up for this event, Brian?
They can go to the webpage, realhumanitarian.com. There's also links. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. There are posters up around town. And Harvard Broadcasting, both Cruise and Play, have it up on their website, so people can click the links on the websites as well. So should be easy to find us.
Absolutely. Brian Lockhorse, the Hughes for Humanity Committee Chair. Anything else you'd like to add here today?
Just a thanks to everyone who supports us. We really do appreciate it. And the more the merrier. And hopefully you can come. And spring is finally coming. And so we think it's a good time to start getting registered.
Brian, thank you so much for the time here today.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
That does it for our show for today. A big thank you to my guests for taking the time to join me on the program today. Coming up tomorrow, we have another busy show for you planned, so stay tuned for that. Thanks for listening to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. Have yourself a great day.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this or any past episodes? Download the podcast at play1037.ca. Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.